Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with Garrett Yergin of the Pryor FFA chapter out of the state of Oklahoma, the 2012 winner of the Ag Communications Proficiency on the national level. And Garrett, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be among the winners of the great state of Oklahoma.
And Garrett, let's talk a little bit about that supervised agricultural experience that led you here.
My life as a professional rodeo announcer is something a little different. You're not going to hear it in each and every category, but that was my SAE this year, and it's allowed me to incorporate the best of both worlds, the best of one of my loves and passions from all my life in the rodeo world, and incorporate the agriculture part of it through FFA and being able to grow my success through my SAE record books and keep track of expenses, finances, marketing, all of those different techniques, and being able to grow my success through FFA has been a great way to incorporate two loves of mine.
And, you know, of course, you mentioned your growth, but and the theme of this 85th FFA convention is grow. So how have you seen both yourself and your enterprise grow since they were started?
From when I started my SAE record books, I've grown 342% in number of events throughout the year. I started with just a few handful of events throughout the year. Now I'm up to 41 events a year, and this year even got more than that. So definitely on a growth track, which is great to see as I see my numbers grow through income and things. And of course, you don't like to see the expenses grow, but you know, that's just part of it. But as long as I can keep growing in the right directions, I'm green light ahead and good to go.
And Garrett, college and career wise, what's next for you, and how do you think you're going to use these skills that you've gained throughout your proficiency in that?
Looking for colleges right now. Got a few offers on the table, but definitely probably going toward an ag communications degree to better help me polish again my fluency through those crowds and being able to communicate with not only the rodeo crowds but as well sponsors and investors and things of that nature, whether it be at an event or even in my company. And I've been able to acquire a couple sponsors through this year, and which helps pay for expenses and things of that nature. So ag communications degree is definitely in the future.
And Garrett, certainly an uphill battle on the path to become a national proficiency winner. Is there anyone you'd like to thank for their help along the way?
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to forget somebody, but of course my parents, Dale and Kathy, they've been behind me 100%. My advisors, Walt Taylor, Jared Malugin, and I cannot thank them enough for all that they've done. All of the state staff, our state officers, we got an absolutely awesome team this year, and they've been behind me 100%. And, of course, those sponsors that make it possible, Keystone Steel and Wire Company and Red Brand, Tractor Supply, I got to meet their representatives the other night. Super, super great people, and they are behind all four of us. And I thank them greatly, greatly for their support this year in the AgCom category.
That's Garrett Yergin from the Pryor FFA chapter out of the state of Oklahoma, the 2012 national winner of the Ag Communications Proficiency. From the 85th National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.